So when I look at contracts that are going out to bid in all 50 states, okay, for to build security style, heavily fortified military style camps, I question that.
Threats.
The number one threat facing the United States of America right now is China. China is the number one threat, not just to our constitutional republic, but it is to the free Western world. And we are gearing up for a military operation within the next year and a half against China.
Stuff.
I've been confronted literally with guns in my face by cartel. We've encountered some of the worst of the worst. When I was on the Heal Our Land bus tour, I had people rush my bus with guns in Philadelphia. I have death threats against my life, and I have two bounties worth over $1 million on my head right now from the cartel,
Sinaloa.
because what I do. I firmly believe one of the biggest things the church did wrong and where we are today is when they decided to take from Caesar.
Today, we are joined by Christy Hutcherson. She founded Women Fighting for America in 2020, its goal to be a frontline organization standing up for freedom and liberty across America and the world. She routinely conducts border missions where she witnesses the horrors of cartels, child trafficking, sex trafficking, organ harvesting, and drug trafficking. During our conversation, Christy talks about China's plan to invade the U.S., future terrorist attacks, as well as giant military-sized processing centers that are being built in all 50 states.
And our own government agencies at the highest level. I read counterintelligence reports. I read intelligence reports from the Department of DHS, from the highest levels, NSA, right? National Security Agencies. I get these and I read them diligently. We have two major threats. The number one threat facing the United States of America right now is China. China is the number one threat, not just to our constitutional republic, but it is to the free Western world. And we are gearing up for a military operation within the next year and a half against China. This is a fact, by the way. Our own Navy and military have been receiving reports to start gearing up for war. Okay. The way China has positioned itself from the Belt and Road Initiative for the last 15 years has positioned China on a global stage to be a very powerful force. They have military bases, they have spy bases, and they also have now deep port marinas. Where they can have nuclear subs and ships right off the coast of the United States of America. This is a fact. Peru, they are building a $350 billion military, it's under the disguise of supply chain and cargo, but make no mistake, this port is going to be a military base. They have a spy operation, massive facility, under the disguise of space and exploration in Argentina. Fact. They have a deep water port in Jamaica. They also are now building major facilities and a military style base in Bermuda and Barbados. Excuse me, Barbados. Cuba, Venezuela, Mexico, Nicaragua. America. This is very concerning. They also own most of both sides of the Panama Canal. These are major supply chain routes. These are major military strategic positioning. And so much so that our own federal government is behind the scenes quietly been scrambling to figure out what the heck we're going to do about this and how we can get back into the good graces of the Latin American countries in Mexico and the Caribbean, because these are very important strategic ports near our shores.
How long do you think until they make a serious attack against us? Like, do you think China's pretty close to
Yes.
All out war with us? Like, how soon? Like, if you had to put a timetable, I'm not going to hold you to it, but if you had to put an estimate.
Within 2 years.
Within a few years.
Within 2 years or sooner.
Wow.
Yeah. So Taiwan is strategic and important as well. And you see the aggression that China is doing. They're ramming ships, they're ramming boats. They're jockeying for territorial waters in international war, which they don't own, by the way. They're building islands and territories that they don't own, but they're claiming. They are being very aggressive because we, quite frankly, have fed this beast for the last, since, you know, when Clinton took office, and I always say the Bush and the Clintons, the first Bush, we haven't had a true America First president besides Donald J. Trump, whether you like him or don't like him, I don't really care his personality. Since the Reagan administration, Reagan was the last America First president that we had on both sides of the aisle. And Trump was a disruptor. I don't care for Trump's personality that much, but I can tell you right now, policies matter. And so we're in the mess and the doo-doo because we've had two Bushes and a Clinton dynasty, an Obama and a Biden who's been in office for over 50 years, and Harris, who's nothing more than another puppet of this administration, and the globalist and the warmongers. Okay, it's not a mistake that you have somebody who was the head of Halliburton, Dick Cheney, who was a vice president of the United States, come and endorse Kamala Harris. You know, again, we've dumbed down American society. Halliburton, BlackRock, Vanguard, these companies stand, they make billions, hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars off the backs of war, right? Under President Donald J. Trump, we had no wars. We were drawing down. Look at where we are. We are literally on the brink of nuclear war. Ukraine has been given the authority by this administration to attack inside Russia to nuclear strategic locations. This is very, very dangerous. You have Iran and you have Israel, right? You have an administration who is limiting and tying Israel's hands behind their back. Why? So Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, Turkey now is getting involved, Lebanon, to surround and weaken Israel. Well, why would that happen? We are escalating war on numerous fronts that the United States of America cannot successfully engage. We would lose. And then we have the open borders where we have allowed millions. And by the way, the numbers are incorrect. You know, you hear it all over the place. In reality, we have over 30 million that we've allowed into this country under the Biden-Harris administration. And so you've got terrorists, you've got known gangs, you've got cartels, you've got a brown army, you've got militia groups who are here quietly, silently waiting. You're already seeing the activity from crime raise up. Well, what do you think is going to happen? The trigger's going to be pulled. There's going to be a time where they're saying it is now, it's a go. Okay? And so we are being internally like a Trojan horse and externally. And when you see all of these things happening, and you've got the Republican Party who does a lot of grandstanding and they hold a lot of hearings, but at the end of the day, for the last 2+ years, they could have stopped the purse strings. You want to close the border down, you close the finances, right? The NGOs who are aiding and abetting, and they're utilizing them, the United Nations, who they're using to bring in again, we have the proof. Go, Women Fighting for America, go to our website, go look our videos up, okay? This is very strategic. This is a military operation to weaken and to remove the United States because we are the last stronghold before everything, the dominoes fall. And so when people say why, well, we already have, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, okay? By the way, conspiracy theory is created by the CIA, and a conspiracy theory is either something that's going to be proven false or proven truth, right? So again, I love the language that they love to use to, you know, confuse and make people sound like they're kooky. So you can either prove or disprove something. And so all of this information can be proven that I've said so far. And so when you look at where we are, and what's coming. Our supply chain by China is like a boa constrictor. When they start cutting off the Panama Canal and they have their warships and their submarines from Russia, Iran, and China, who now have capabilities to be in the Caribbean on our off our shores, you're going to start seeing when the word's given, we will be restricted and our supplies will dwindle down. There's a 72-hour cycle typically for supplies. And America's going to hurt. America's going to hurt because we've weakened ourselves. And we've had leaders and we've stupidly, because we have been taught to vote on emotion and feelings instead of being pragmatic on policy and what policies are going to be in place. You know what? I don't care about social issues from the President of the United States. That's not the president's job to police social issues. It is the states to do social issues, and rightfully so, the states, which goes into the hands of the people. It is the duty of the President of the United States to defend and protect the United States borders at all costs and its citizens, legal American citizens, period, dot, that's it, end of story, hard stop. So when I look at people who are being put into office, whether it's a governor, whether it's a senator, whether it's a House of Representative member, or whether it's the President of the United States, their policies, there is going to be what I vote for. And are they constitutionalist, and do they put America first with their policies and the way they vote, not with their clever silver tongue? So Bernie Sanders told you, America, exactly what Kamala Harris was doing. She is giving lip service to do and say and flip-flop whatever it takes to get elected. Because make no mistake, the people behind her need to stay in power. And so we literally are at the most crucial election of our lifetime. And what happens to America and what happens to the future of this country and your next generation is going to hinge on what happens in the next 40 days.
What do you think? I give your game plan of what happens if Harris is elected to people that are listening. What's going to happen over the course of her administration? What do you think we'll see? What threats will arise? Like how?
Well, you're going to see an erosion of the two most important things, and that's your First and Second Amendments. So when you look at dictatorships over history, the two things that have to go is censorship, right, of the people. You have to take away their freedom of speech and freedom of thought, freedom to express themselves. And you're already seeing that. What did Hillary Clinton just say? She wants to arrest anybody who doesn't have an ideology of what her doctrine was from. By the way, her hero was Richard Ayers. Okay, Rules for Radicals. That was her hero, her professor. She loved him. The Marxist, Obama. So they're telling you. They want to take away your freedom of speech. Look at Venezuela. Look at what happened to Nazi Germany when they started taking away your freedom of expression. Look at China, right? And then the other thing is your guns, confiscation. Kamala Harris, make no mistake, she said, my values haven't changed. And then she wants you to believe that she will not take away your guns. Well, her values are to confiscate and buy back your guns. It's just basically a confiscation program. It's a beautiful package, word salad to say, I want to go and to confiscate your weapons. She also said, by her own words in an interview, that she was going to even go door to door and send law enforcement to break down your doors if that's what it took to make sure if you had a weapon that it was properly stored. And if it wasn't, what is she going to do? Take it? So they could just make up anything that your weapon's not properly stored and confiscate your gun right there. So this is very dangerous because then the United States, the citizens, which, by the way, the founding fathers in that beautiful document called the Constitution, we have a right to bear arms. And the reason why the government, the founding fathers said we needed to have the right to bear arms is because they understood, because they lived in it, right? They fought against this with England, because when you take the rights of the citizens, then the corrupt leaders can become a dynasty, right? They can become tyrants. Everything they're saying Donald J. Trump is going to do, they are going to 100% do. And by the way, America, again, propaganda and lies by the left that they want to spew and brainwash you. Trump was in office for 4 years. I don't know about you, but my rights didn't get trampled on. He put stuff back to the states. He put America first, and he didn't become a dictator. And so again, it's the lies. It's to flip-flop and to make you think that the opponent is the one, when reality, they're the ones doing it. America will not look the same if there is a Harris-Waltz presidency. Waltz himself is a puppet of China. These aren't my words. Go and look how many times Waltz has been to China. Look how his wife, the sympathizers, money, trips that he's taken to China. Honeymooned in China with his wife. Praises Xi Jinping. So again, infiltration at the highest levels. This is an ideology that we're fighting against, and this is good versus evil.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding what the media doesn't cover on them. I want to get into a little bit more detail on what you've seen at the border since you've actually been there. So what is some of the craziest things you've seen that the media isn't reporting, people don't know about, maybe in regards to sex trafficking or organ harvesting? What's the stuff that you see that when you go read the newspaper or go online, you go, why isn't this in here? Why do people not know about this?
Well, the dead bodies strewn across the desert, the bodies falling from the walls that I have photos on my phone. A woman climbed the wall, fell entangled in the barbed wire, and was completely disgustingly cut up, blood everywhere, brain splattered, slaughterhouses on the Mexican side where children, women are earmarked and they go to these slaughterhouses for their organs and then they're killed in the most gruesome way. And the rape trees that I've been to with the shackles and the ropes up in the no man's land on the Mexican highway. And the Mexican highway is basically rough, rough terrain where these individuals are typically sold already to buyers in the United States of America. So they bring them up in caravans, they tie them down with ropes and shackles, and they violently gang rape them. Children's underwear and lubes and condoms that I've seen, somebody gutted because they tried not to pay the cartel with his guts on the side of the Rio Grande with his guts hanging out. I've personally seen this. Photographs on my phone. Have all of this information. They're not talking about the horrific part of the border. Buyers in America taking these children, 500,000 children missing that our own government was supposed to handle. When you grab a child and you rescue them from the cartels, literally from the grips of the cartel, and they finally realize that they're safe, in somebody's arms, it changes you. You know, when you're standing there in the gap, which we call, where there's a huge gap in the border wall, and a liberal journalist who has drank the Kool-Aid, who's interviewing me, standing there in the middle of the night, and I'm telling her a scenario that's more than likely gonna happen, and that exact scenario happens, and then you look at her and you say, is this border secure? And she's looking around, there's no border patrol, there's no law enforcement, and people are coming over, four women with a child in their arms, screaming, running, because a cartel member's chasing her through the berm and the bush, and we intercept with my team, and they're still saying, well, migration's gonna happen. That's warped. That's warped. You know, these people aren't, and this notion that most of the people are coming over for a better way of life and climate migration and all the crap that they want to say, it's bull crap. This is facilitated and orchestrated by the United Nations, by the NGOs and our own federal government. And by the way, all of it's illegal. Everything that's happening is illegal and nobody's upholding the law. And it's very frustrating to law enforcement and Border Patrol, US Marshals and local sheriffs. But we have, again, this goes back to Congress, and I blame Congress for all of this. But the rapes and the murder and the selling of human lives, labor, selling into labor camps, it's a real thing. Where's the Me Too movement? I don't know. I haven't heard them I'm listening. All of the women out there who say you're for your own rights, right? You want abortion and all this. What about the children who are, and the little girls who are being violently raped? Little girl, 8 years old, 32 men, semen inside of her body cavity. 32 different men, semen in her little body cavity. Where are you? You know, these feminists, they're not fit, they're cowards. Right here, this is what a real woman looks like, who goes in at all cost to her own safety with her team, because I couldn't do anything without my team. This isn't me just being a hero. I have an incredible team who sacrifices everything. We may not come home sometimes to our family. When we're down at the border, I'm in full on level 4 plates with my team and security. That's how bad it is at the border, America. And that's in your towns now. You're seeing it with the Venezuelan gangs. You're seeing it with more fentanyl in the streets. And we're doing nothing. You know, and I do this with no funding from anybody for the most part. You know, I people want to turn their cheek and they want to give to organizations that make them feel good. But at the end of the day, none of those organizations are doing anything that you think they're doing. You know, the real people are the people who are quiet and stealth, and they go in and they do what needs to get the job done until it's done. And I can tell you, I've got some incredible heroes around me. These men, man, I'll tell you, they got some balls. I know I've been called that I've got some pretty steel balls, but I'm going to tell you, my team, love them. And I pray for them every day, because when we're out there, the things that we've seen, you shouldn't have to see.
What are the Border Patrol agents, what are they like when you speak with them? I mean, they have to feel defeated. They're there to protect the border. They're getting no support from the administration. They see kids getting raped. They're seeing the same things you are every single day. What do they tell you about what should be done? Or do they just say, I want to quit and go do something else because this is pointless? I mean, I'm not nothing's happening. What's their reaction to this? We never really hear what the people on the ground think.
They're very frustrated. You know, 95-99% of all the Border Patrol agents, there are some corrupt ones that are paid and bought for, but that's such a rarity. These guys work tirelessly. I've been with them. I've been in the vehicles with them. I've made friends with some of them, and they're frustrated with the policies. Again, this is about policy. We have the head of DHS, Mayorkas, who I believe and firmly believe is a traitor to the United States of America, should be held accountable as a traitor. But again, it comes from the highest levels. He's taken direction from the White House. So everything's coming from the White House. They have the ability to close the borders. The executive branch could close the borders down. This is purposeful. This is by design. So the border, do you know that there is more Border Patrol agents committing suicide than ever before under Biden's watch because of the things that they've had to see and do with hands tied behind their back, and they feel like there's no way out. They do what they have to do because, you know, they have to pay their mortgages, they have to feed their family, and they feel like they're being tugged, their hearts are being tugged between what's morally right and being able to take care of their families. And no law enforcement officer or federal officer should have to make that decision or be put in that position. And so they need the tools. For example, there's a sheriff down in Texas. Me and my team, they didn't even have proper night vision goggles to counter what the cartel have. What did me and my team do? We made some phone calls. We took up and we paid for $25,000 per pair, by the way. This isn't cheap. To give them what they needed. Same thing with helmets and other things. They're not getting what they need. Why? Because it's a pay-to-play system. So-and-so is friends with this person, so they're gonna buy this gear, which is subpar. I mean, I could get into this. It's such a corrupt system. But, you know, they appreciate that. But these guys, they're like, Trump's policies were working. If you consistently ask, off the record, any law enforcement officer who works the border, northern border, southern border, I don't care, they will all consistently tell you, we had the lowest border crossings in the history since we've been keeping the numbers when President Donald J. Trump was in office because of the policies he implemented, period. And Mexico knew better because President Trump got on the phone with the president of Mexico and said, if you better do your part or we're going to cut your funding, period. That's it. Hard stop. So that's the reason why the policies work, because he knew what to do. He knew how to negotiate. And we have an administration who doesn't want any of this. They want the chaos. They want the invasion. They want the Trojan horse.
It's kind of depressing stuff. I wanted to touch a little bit on, we got Springfield, Ohio on the news about Haitian migrants allegedly eating ducks or cats. Then Aurora, Colorado, where a cartel took over an apartment building. From what you're saying, it seems like we're going to see this more and more all across America as they come across the border. I mean, do you have any more insight on those stories and how they came through the border and any direct connections to the Biden administration? I mean, if we get such a small snapshot of Springfield and Aurora and the media puts their own spin on it, what's your take seeing that you're watching them come across the border, like at the very beginning?
It's not just in Aurora and Springfield. So you could literally go to almost any small rural town throughout the United States of America or urban center, and you can see this. This, again, this was strategic, right? You know, look at Lincoln Riley. She was murdered and raped by one of that very Venezuelan gang in a little rural town in Athens, Georgia. Okay. You look at the little girl whose 16-year-old was violently raped and murdered and killed in her bathtub in her home. Okay. Breaking into your home. Your home is not even safe with these animals. This is not anything new. And by the way, there's a lot of stories that are being hush-hush by the local news media that you won't even ever hear of. So you have to do like this. I actually did a deep search on how many people, American citizens, legal American citizens, were killed by illegals. It's very difficult to find. It's buried big time. But it's pages and pages and pages. And so, you know, I have nieces, and I can tell you right now, my instruction to my nieces, don't ever go anywhere alone. Or if you're going to be alone, you need to get yourself mace. You need to get a carry permit and learn how to properly shoot a weapon and be able to defend yourself. Take a defense class. I'm telling you, we are living in very unstable times from a security perspective. You know, excuse me, they want you to believe that the numbers have dwindled. It's a lie again. What they've done was they've cleverly taken the CBP app, and then they've also been this fly-in. They've started the fly-in program within the last 30 days again to fly illegals from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and these other, in Haiti, back into the country. The Biden Harris administration, Harris, has started up these programs where they're now just, they register and they get on a plane, and we are paying, our taxpayer dollars are paying for these individuals. They say they're being vetted, and if you ask any law enforcement officer from inside, they're saying this is a lie. They're not being vetted. They're getting on planes and they're flying them back into the United States. So again, our federal government is lying to the American people. The numbers haven't dwindled. They're still coming in at unprecedented 30,000 just being flown in a month that we know of. 30,000 every month that we know of. So America, if you think that your government is there to protect and defend you anymore, it's not. Unfortunately, it pains me to say this. It pains me to tell you and sit here from somebody who's been in and working in the DC area and in this realm for 20 plus years, it pains me to tell you this. And that's the reason why the Calvary is you. We have a document called the Constitution of the United States of America, and it gives us the roadmap of what we need to do. And this election is not about President Trump or President Vice President Harris. Who's going to sit in that White House? This election is actually about what is going to happen to America from a policy perspective. Okay. And so I want women out there, because I'm asked all the time, oh my God, he's a misogynist, he's a narcissist, he's this, he's that, he's blah, 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 blah. I'm a strong woman. I'm an intelligent woman. I don't take my vote lightly. And I do a lot of research. And I look at historical data and facts. And I look at policies that individuals, because Harris has a record, we can go back and look at how she's voted in the past. We can look at what she's actually said out of her personal mouth. We can look at who her leaders and who she idolizes, who her mentors were. Same thing with Donald Trump. We can look at the policies that have been put forth. Harris has been in office for 4 years. We can look at her policies. The last woman in the room in Afghanistan for the debacle of the withdrawal that killed 13 young soldiers and many, many Afghans and citizens of the United States. We can look and see where and what they've actually done over the course of the last 10 years, both candidates. I'm asking everybody out there to stop voting with your heart and your feelings. You have to vote with your head and intelligence. And this election, he's only going to serve 4 years. We've already seen how prosperous America can be. As a woman who deals with the pocketbooks of your family, bread on the table, food and shelter, security, that's what's on the ballot. And make no mistake, the only candidate who has a proven track record from not just what they've said, but actually what they've physically done, that both of those things line up, is Donald Trump, period.
I'm curious, is Trump aware of what you're doing? Have you had any conversations with him about your research and work at the border? Have you been able to talk to him at all or relay your groundwork to him that you're doing? Or is people keeping you away?
You know, so I do speak around the country. I've been on the stage with his sons and his daughter-in-law before. I've been one time to Mar-a-Lago, but no, the answer is no. I've met Trump. I have met him. I've shook his hand, and I've had a very brief, small conversation. But no, I'm not doing this. And I'm not doing this to be to endorse any kind of candidate. I'm doing this. And again, I vote and I'm a registered Republican only because we have a three-party system in this country. And which by the way, is completely flawed. But I don't identify really. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm an America first person. I love this country. We've had too many brave men and women who fought and died far too long for this country, gave the greatest sacrifice for freedom, right? And liberties. That's what I stand for. So for me to sit here and come out and tell you that Donald Trump is the person from a political policy perspective for the United States, what's the best health for America, that's all this is about. If there was a Democratic candidate who was put up, who had the same track record that I could actually sink my teeth in and look at, that both what they said and what their policies were in alignment, make no mistake, I'd be voting for that Democrat. This isn't about Democrat or Republican or independent. This is about somebody who has policies that are constitutionally sound, that are pro-American, and that are going to protect and defend this next generation. That's all this is about. I'm a mom. I care about our children and the next generation. I've seen the policies under this administration and how women and children are being raped and murdered, how little boys are being, and girls are sodomized. I've seen the selling of them into the labor camps, into the sex trade industry. Okay, I've personally witnessed it physically. I've been in the stash houses. I've seen the bodies in the desert from the policies. This is what this is about, America.
For people that are listening, well, I got a few minutes left. If they want to get involved with your organization, learn more, where can they go? And can an average person get connected with your organization and take a trip to the border themselves? Or do you keep that pretty locked down to a small team? How does all that play out?
Yeah, I'm not a tourist guide for the border at all. It's very serious down there. It's very dangerous down there. I don't go where you're seeing most of the news people go. Me and my teams, we go into the areas where it's the shit, right? So that's not being portrayed in the media or falsely portrayed in the media. But if anybody wants to get involved in our organization, we welcome it. We are not a, if you want to donate to our organization, I am not a C3. You cannot check that box. I'm not your girl. I believe to give, I don't take a salary. None of my team, when you donate to Women Fighting for America, there's zero administrative cost. I cover most 90% of everything. I don't take a salary. 100% of any donation you give literally goes to the fight, goes to the rescue, the fight, whatever it is that we're doing. And it's really needed. We don't get hardly any donations ever because of that. Everyone wants that, you know, that checkbox, right? They want to get something in ROI. Well, your ROI is saving children. Your ROI is getting real truth out there and saving your next generation. That's your ROI. So if you want to get involved, if you want to be a sponsor, if you have little or if you have a lot, we would love to talk to you. You can text FIGHT to 91776. Text FIGHT, the word FIGHT, to 91776. You can go to our website, Women Fighting for, which I highly recommend everybody go to our website, Women Fighting for America. It's WFFA.WIN. That's dot win, WFFA.WIN. Women Fighting for America. And go and look at some of the old past videos. Look at some of the papers I've written, some of the high-level intelligence briefings. You know, I've spoke at the UN last year on counterterrorism and anti-human trafficking. So you can go and follow us. You can get your own information. We'd love to hear from you. Email us. There's an email that you can email me. I instruct my team to send most of those to me if you have a question directly for me. But engage. More importantly, get out there and talk about why this election matters, especially the younger generation and the women who are on the fence. I'm here to tell you, ladies, most women have a heart to protect and defend. We're nurturers. We're mama bears. And whether it's your child or somebody else's child, make no mistake, the policies that I've seen implemented by this administration are directly harming children and women. And they can lie and they can tell you whatever you want to hear because it sounds really good and you like them and it feels good because you don't like somebody else's personality. Personality and charisma is not on the ballot, but I can tell you safety, security, and sovereignty is.
That's for sure. Thank you for coming on. I know we got just a couple minutes left, so I'll let you go. I don't want to keep you behind or anything, but thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to following more of your work. It's really interesting. Thanks.
You know,
for
Courtney, I want to, if I could say this really quick, I will tell everybody out there, it's not a matter of if, it's going to happen. There's nothing to stop it. We are going to have multiple terrorist attacks on our soil. They're not going to look like a 9/11 event. It's going to be smaller, multiple events, I believe. We're also gonna see more soft targets being hit, just like you saw in Alabama. They're gonna use lone shooters, et cetera, to create and wreak chaos and havoc. And finally, do your own due diligence. I want you to prepare, by the way. I want you to make sure that you have good water, food supplies, because when things do happen, like I said, just like a hurricane or a natural disaster, you have a 72-hour turnaround where the shelves are empty. I don't want you to hoard. I want you to be responsible, but I want you to make sure that you have a plan in place for your whole family and your neighborhood and your friends. It's really important to always be prepared. You know, we always say, you never know what to expect, but you need to be prepared for the unexpected. And so that's really important for you out there. We're going to see a lot of turmoil in the next 6 months, I believe. So do your diligence, do the right thing, vote policy, America first, and let's try to make this country what it is. And that's a beacon of light and hope for the world. When I travel all over the world, countries like Albania and different and certain, all these places, they, Germany and Romania, all of that. They ask me, Italy, they say, Christy, where's the American people? Where's the American spirit? We're very fearful. And, you know, don't let us down. Don't let the world down, because we're the watchmen for the world. So I'm going to leave you with that thought. God bless each and every one of you. And God bless this great country.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.